The Long Walk Home. Anas Srihan, a cameraman, finally visits his home in a suburb of Gaza 23 days after Israel began its war. As he looks around, it's clear that the devastation is too much for this young man. Anas lived in his office in Gaza City throughout the offensive, working and sleeping with the rest of his team. His family stayed behind in Jabalia, thinking they would be safe from Israeli assault. As you can see, this suburb saw some of the heaviest bombardment. Anas picks through his home, the everyday objects of his life thrown adrift in a sea of violence. Still, he manages to salvage some hope in a desperate situation.
After what I've seen, I thank God that all my children are safe. The most important thing is my family, my wife, my children. I don't even recognize this area.
In the Zaytun neighborhood southeast of Gaza City, bodies are still being pulled from the wreckage. One of several families killed in an Israeli airstrike on the 5th of January. Eyewitnesses say that the Israelis told the families to get into the building and then shelled it. It's the first time medics have been able to reach the scene. The death toll, they say, will only rise as they pick through the rubble. For millions of other Palestinians waking up to the aftermath of this war, their thoughts will turn to how they can salvage what's left. It won't be easy. Some estimates suggest that rebuilding Gaza will cost over $1 billion. Others say it will take 5 years. This could well be the face of Gaza for years to come. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera.